Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
On Cable X, Dave Glover Show. Dave on vacation. He'll be back on Monday. Rachel Zimmerman, Andrew Stolz, Kevin Wheeler hanging out with you. Our buddy Matt Pauly joins us for a little bit here. How you doing, Matt?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. That was a nice quick game for you last night.
Yeah, you know, that was a fun game.
It was a good one, yeah.
One of my big...
Talked about that with Ricky earlier.
One of my big points during the post-game show was, at this point, we don't know how many good moments there's going to be for the Cardinals in the final 2 months. They traded away. Expectations have obviously been lowered. That doesn't mean they can't go on some sort of crazy run and something miraculous could happen, but it would have to be literally miraculous. So now that we're into this point of the year with this club where the expectations have been lowered post-deadline, when they have nights like last night, I would strongly encourage fans. I don't like to tell fans how to be fans, but I would strongly encourage just enjoy those nights because we don't know how often there's going to be a really fun, really entertaining game that the Cardinals end up on top.
That was just all things fun, too. A well-pitched game on both sides. You got a couple of big swings of the bat from Mason Wynn and Ivan Herrera, and then you got the doink. You win it. You get two dingers. It's a 2-2 game, but then you get the doink from Pozo that wins the game, and he's been money in pinch-hitting spots. Now, that wasn't like a classically great at-bat, but it was a guy who just battled in a key spot with a runner in scoring position and took what the pitcher gave him.
Yeah.
And I mean, he got jammed, but like they're not all going to be perfect.
Right. And for Newt Barr's impact in that inning where he holds Shohei to a single by getting the ball.
Oh, my goodness,
that's the lost
and
moment.
Then the diving
and
catch.
And then the diving catch. Like, everybody pays attention to the diving catch because it had a 30% catch probability and dude's running 30 feet a second. But just as important was keeping that single as a single and not a double.
Yep. 100%. And Ohtani will take that base if you let him.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah, he will take that if you
let
him.
And I would bet he would really enjoy doing it against Lars Nootbaar.
For anybody that doesn't know it, they were buddies.
Yeah.
They got to be friends on Team Japan during the last World Baseball Classic. So Sonny Gray was awesome last night. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Jojo Romero did a nice job. It got a little sketchy, but mostly because of command. They didn't really hit that much hard off. I made the one hard hit line drive.
This might be a topic for today's Redbird Rush Hour, but I thought it was today. Ollie talked about how he handled the final couple innings and essentially said that if that group of hitters would have been due up in the eighth inning, they would have gone JoJo in the eighth and then somebody else, probably O'Brien.
But then my question is, what if it's the seventh? Because you might see them again in the ninth if you do it that way.
I don't think you do it. I think there's too many variables. I can't speak for Ollie, but I know if I'm managing in that spot, I probably get aggressive for the eighth, but not for the seventh.
But that's not just an easy spot for a lefty either. Like, that wouldn't be a case where if you had John King or if you bring up the Veneziano guy that they got claimed off waiver, that wouldn't be a spot I'd be that comfortable using someone that's not good.
No.
Because Ohtani hits lefties, and so does Freeman. And Betts hits everybody when he's right, although he hasn't been right all year. He got sick in Japan, really sick, and lost a whole bunch of weight. And he's just not been the same this year.
No.
And I wonder if that's connected to the weight loss and just being sick for as long as he was. But that I don't think that that's automatically a lefty spot, but that's a spot for the Cardinals where it's Romero.
When you have the high,
he's the best of both things, being lefty right. and being a veteran.
Yeah, leverage lefty, yeah. go there. Now, if you have a choice between just adjust a guy lefty or a high leverage righty, you go high leverage righty.
Oh, yeah, I'd go Leahy over, yeah. over right. you know, at King or whatever. Sure. Yeah, yeah. So no doubt there. Well, and we'll have fun. I think it's going to be fun watching. You see, this is the thing. For the next couple of months, the fun has to be in watching the little things play out, mm-hmm. right? I mean, obviously, you know, Herrera's fun, and the healthier he is, the more he keeps on hitting. He's just been remarkable. The fun is, you know, seeing if any of the young guys do anything with these 2 months, because this is what it's about now. You know, it's not about, like, I was making the point yesterday on Twitter quite a bit, going a lot of back and forth. Not really arguing, but because it wasn't a bunch of a fight. It was just like going back and forth on this idea, because Jordan Walker has now sat two of the last three games. I had less of an issue with it last night because it's Tyler Glass now, and I get that that's a tough matchup, but then he shouldn't have sat the first night that Newt Barr was back.
And why is Gorman sitting last night?
And Gorman sitting
Walker
last night.
Walker and Gorman are always
going to
be connected.
Well, I know exactly why, and it's an answer that I hate. It's because Sejacy's a better defender. And they're going to value defense over offense every time they're given the choice, because they've done it They did it under Mike Schilt. That's why Randy Arozarena never got any run here, because they win it. They wanted Harrison Bader's defense.
Look, that shouldn't be the answer.
But it's stupid. Yeah,
it's different when it's Nolan Arenado at third, who's a high end defensive third baseman. I like Thomas Sejacy a lot. I'm bummed that he hasn't gotten more of an opportunity. I think
he made some nice plays yesterday.
He did. Yeah. I think he's going to be a heck of a big leaguer.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about some gold glove caliber dude over at third base and Thomas Sejacy. We're talking about a guy who's just better than Gorman at third base. Yeah. Ollie talked about Gorman at third today during Gashouse Gang and said they've talked to him about his agility and his right to left movement and things like that. So those are things he needs to work on.
But that's not going to get better like in a week.
No, it's not.
That takes time.
Right. And why is that something that's just...
And he's never playing there. You never gave him any time there. Yeah. You had to play the old veteran who wasn't hitting at all every day. Instead of finding games for Gorman. So what do you expect? He goes 3.5 months. And what did he play there? 8 games in 3.5 months? And now the judgment is, well, he made a couple of bad throws, so we got to play someone else. Like, give the guy some run. Let him. He's not going to get better playing a game two and then sitting, because you want somebody that can catch ground balls rather than hit a ball into the seats. And this is my thing about all of this. Like, I went on a thing about Victor Scott yesterday, and we can redo some of this on Redbird Rush Hour. But since May 1st, he has been, better way to put this, since May 1st, only 5 hitters in baseball have been worse than Victor Scott.
Yeah.
Only 5. And he's tied with Nolan Arenado. So you've got 2 of the worst hitters in baseball playing every day, well, before Nolan got hurt, playing every day whenever they're healthy. Because of their glove, which, again, I love defense. I'm not the guy that hates defense, but there has to be a balance between them. And then you've got Pages, who from opening day until now, amongst players with 250 plate appearances or more, because he's got, I think, 278, so I picked 250, he's the second worst hitter in baseball.
Yeah.
You have 3 guys that have essentially been regular players that rank in the bottom 6 or 7 hitters in baseball. You can't win that way.
I don't understand the picking and choosing of which guys get the runway and which guys don't. That's the frustrating thing here, because, and when we talk about Victor Scott the second, we can bring up elite defense in terms of him getting the balls.
He should win
like
a gold glove this year. He's been great.
He has been fantastic out there. When we're talking about Pedro Pages, and I like him so much, but we're talking about a guy who calls a really good game and pitchers are comfortable with. But we're not talking about somebody who has an elite skill set defensively behind the plate in terms of being a receiver and things like that.
No. I mean, framing's good.
Good.
It's good.
Yeah.
His throwing is good.
Good.
His blocking is below average.
Okay.
And again,
the only thing he's
show me the result of the game calling thing making your pitchers better. And this is not on him.
Right.
I'm not blaming him for that. What I'm saying is, if he's making your pitchers better and this is what we're getting, then get some offense. Because what you need is more runs when you can't stop people.
I used to work for another radio company years ago.
Yeah.
And a new CEO came in. And her thing that, like, our mantra across the board was Habu, H-A-B-U.
Oh, and, boy, I already hate it.
Well, what Habu was, or Habu, however you want it, was highest and best use. And
oh, my
the idea behind it, I actually agree with this. The idea behind it is we're working in an industry where we're understaffed, so why are we worrying about stuff that really doesn't matter? Only spend your time worrying about stuff that matters. Highest and best use. The idea is if you're sitting there working on like a log for overnight hours, why are you doing that? There's stuff to be worried about other things. I think we can apply that to a lot of different things in life, and this would be one of them.
Yeah. All right, so I like the idea, but I hate the name.
Okay, that's fine. Highest and best use is the things that Pedro Páez does behind the plate actually resulting in anything. And I think to your point, look at some of the pitchers' production, and the answer is probably not.
And again, it's not blaming him.
Yeah.
Pitchers need to make pitches, but they need to make pitches no matter who's calling the game. If you need your hand held, you need to be better at your job.
Yeah.
And I think that, and again, but there's also this line, this fine line between how important defense is and having some semblance of offense. Mm-hmm. So as an example, Victor Scott II, his win probability added. So this is what a player is adding to the probability of your team winning with their performance is -0.3. So it's not a major negative, but it's basically neutral. So no matter how great the defense is, the offense is offsetting that. And it's the same thing with Páez, and it was the same thing with Nolan Arenado. Now, both Arenado and Scott hit well in April. Their numbers in April were pretty good. So that actually skews their total, because since May 1st, as I pointed out, only five hitters in the sport have been worse than them. So I believe in defense, but I don't believe in defense at the expense of at least adequate offense. So we bring in Mason Wynn, right? Mason Wynn is there for his defense. He's going to win the Gold Glove, I think, at shortstop. He's been unbelievable.
Yeah.
But he's a league average hitter, so he's helpful. He's making you better. He's winning you games because it's not a black hole offensively. But you can't have three black holes in the lineup and think you're going to be good.
He's also a lot more than a league average hitter since the All-Star break.
No, right. But that's only a few couple weeks, two, 3 weeks. Before that, he was below average.
But I guess my point
I'm just going on the season as a whole over a long sample size.
Right.
If Mason wins an average hitter or better, then he is a phenomenally important player for you.
Yes.
But if you're a Gold Glove outfielder, look how great. Siani was a great outfielder last year. Why is he in Memphis?
Because he can't hit.
Because he was a his offensive numbers last year are the same as Victor Scott's since May 1st. They're the same. And one guy, now again, I think Scott has a ceiling that's much higher. I think his future can be great. This is not about knocking him. This is more about how are you dividing up the at-bats. This is more about why is it always Gorman and Walker that have to wear it when it comes to playing time? Why doesn't Nootbaar have to wear it? Why doesn't Victor Scott have to wear it? Why doesn't Nolan Arenado have to wear it? Why don't those guys have to sit? It's always the same two guys that come out. And that's the frustrating thing when you heard a season long about runway, 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 runway. And if you're done with Gorman, trade him. If you've made up your mind on some of these guys, then why are they here?
Yeah, at that point, they're just stopping you from getting that look at other guys because you still have to play them sometimes.
Right. So if you're if you've made up your mind, I don't know that they have. This is not, Ollie said today, they have not, they've got a good idea, but they still have the 2 months to add to it to get a more complete picture. But like, if you've made up your mind that Gorman's defense just isn't good enough, and that means I'm going to play Thomas DeJacy, right-handed hitter against Tyler Glasnow, big power arm strikeout right-hander. I'm going to play him over Gorman. And if you're telling me it's because of defense, well, then you've made up your mind that Gorman's not a part of your future.
Which to me would be incredibly short-sighted.
Maybe. It's fascinating. But we got a lot more to do. We're going to touch on all this stuff. A couple other things, really interesting stuff with Ollie today, like following the trade deadline, that bullpen usage thing we're going to get back to, and certainly a little bit more about the playing time and dividing it up, because it's the same problem now that it was in April.
It is.
It's just got going away. So we'll see you in a little bit, buddy.
Sounds good.
All right, Matt Pauly coming up with me a little bit later on the Redbird Rush Hour. We got more DGS next here on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
One of the most deceptive songs of all time. Sounds like a happy little bop, doesn't it?
Oh, it is a happy little bop.
It sounds like a little love song. It's got love balloons.
I don't speak German.
Yeah.
I don't know what she's talking about.
This is a nuclear war song. Isn't that funny? Like, that's the 80s. Like, this is a protest song from the 80s. Like, even a protest song in the 80s was like, and like, this is like, you know, hey, warning you about, you know, the Cold War, and this is dangerous and it's not cool, but man, it sounds like a happy little dance song. Interesting. We were weird in the 80s. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
80s were interesting. Not bad, not in a bad way. It was a lot more innocent, generally speaking, than, like, I mean, people were. They just, like, we didn't know things because we couldn't know things.
I just had to, you know, just thinking of the 80s, the first thing that popped into my mind, just kind of in that genre of like everything's big and blah, blah, blah. And
colors everywhere. Yeah. Yeah.
The musical Cats. I was like, well, that might have been the 90s. Nope. It premiered in 1981.
No.
But that seems like a classic 80s.
There's a lot
type
about
of
that.
Deal.
Yeah. It's definitely got its 80s got its own flavor. And that would be it right there. Here's a really serious subject. And it sounds like a happy song. And if it was in English, you would understand the words. Mm-hmm. And you'd be like, oh, that's serious. I get it. But then it's, you know, just German. You don't know German. You could be singing about how much she loves people and everybody's cool. Mm-hmm. And that's not what it was at all.
And some balloons.
And
who
balloons.
Doesn't like a balloon?
Balloons, yeah. I guess that the balloons symbolize the bombs.
Maybe.
I don't know that deeply. I just know that that's what the song was about. And then nobody knows that. And then when you hear it, you're like, that's weird. It's a very weird subject. The we got the Redbird Rush Hour coming up top of the hour, and Matt and I were just talking about which of the Ollie things that we're going to pick, because we always pick a couple of highlights when Ollie's on the Gas House Gang to focus on. So Matt's going to have those all set up. We'll get to that coming up, and then it's a late night tonight. Poor Matt. It was a quick game last night, but it's, you know, it's a 9:10 start time, so 8:15 for the pregame show, which means a full Sports Open Line in advance of the 8:15 pregame show. And then
tough.
The 9:10 start time. And if it's a normal game, then the game ends around midnight. And then you got postgame.
Yikes.
It's a long night for my guy. Matt's like me, though. He's a night guy.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, he stays up even later than me. I think he's up to like 3 or 4 on a lot of nights. And for me, it's usually about 2 that I go to bed. What's late for you guys? Like late? Like, oh no, I did this too much.
I stayed up past midnight on my birthday last week. And that's the latest I've stayed up in a long time.
Really?
Yeah, I go to bed pretty early these days.
So if you were like New Year's Eving it, is that an easy thing or is that a tough?
Oh, no, it's easy.
It's okay.
I mean,
it's just more about routine.
Yeah, okay. And it's more because I just get up early.
To go play tennis?
Yeah. And just like even on days where I'm not going to do that, I've become kind of addicted to like having that extra time in the morning.
Andrew?
I try to get to bed by 11:50. I'm usually in bed
11:50?
A little later than that. And then a lot of times I'm not actually asleep until like almost 1.
Okay. I was wondering if you ever had like me where you get a new game and you look up and you're like, oh crap, it's 3.
That will happen on occasion on like a Friday night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.